생긴 개방 개방 깨닫힌 뭐 연예인 나도 배우고 다방 개방 개방 깨닫힌 뭐 연예인 배송이 당부 로조 내는 이제는 진열했어. 당부는 지금 왔다 우리는 개방 차서 사건 요만.
So this is very important, you know, to study really well, you know, because all the great masters, you know, of Tibet, you know, became great master studying all these things. You know, nobody became great master, you know, without studying this, just like that. You know. They started from, you know, from beginning and then study all these things, and that's how they became great master.
Right.
And so now, so that's the definition, right? So that which is perceived or realized by the value cognition, you know, it's the definition of the existent, and there are two divisions of the existent. So the existent is the basis, from there came out, that from there came out the two branches, you know, the two divisions, you know, and the conventional truth and ultimate truth. So how many divisions are there, you know, to existent? Two, right?
Huh?
Two. So there are?
Got it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So
it's same, right? The Vaivachika school also said that, right? Right? You haven't forgotten it, right? So now they're same in dividing these two, right? The dividing into these two, the conventional truth and ultimate truth. But then explaining these two are different. You know, the definition of the ultimate truth, the definition of conventional truth, the example of the ultimate truth, the example of the conventional truth are different.
You know.
So the first in the order, you know, it's in the order of like conventional truth and ultimate truth, right? But you can see that the first it explains about the ultimate truth, yeah? Because the conventional truth there's so much to talk about, so that's why it's going to talk later about that. And first it is explaining about the ultimate truth.
So in
Tibetan Buddhist tradition, if you know, when the scholars are writing the scripture, you know, if something has to be explained a lot, then they will put it later, put it for later. So that which doesn't have much explanation, then they will go with that first.
So
here, that's the reason, you know, also here, because there's not much to explain about the ultimate truth, you know, it's very profound. And there's not much to explain in this section, in this text. So therefore, it is explained in the first, and then the conventional truth, which includes a lot of other things, a lot of many things. Therefore, you know, there's a lot of explanation to give, and therefore it is explained later.
Oh yeah.
So you can see that, right? Definition of an ultimate truth is a phenomena that is able to perform a function ultimately. Right? Mm-hmm. Can you say that? So here in this definition of the ultimate truth, it doesn't say just which is able to perform a function, but it says which is able to perform a function ultimately. Yeah. So you see, not only able to perform a function, but able to perform a function ultimately. Like different from the higher schools such as Prasangika. So Prasangika, Madhyamika would say, there's nothing exists. Ultimately, there's nothing exists, right? Yeah, so it's just, you know, it able to perform function ultimately, that means like truly. Right? Truly, you know, being able to perform a function truly. So, you know, you can see, you can compare the definition of the ultimate truth given by the Bhavashka school and the definition of the ultimate truth given by this school, the South Indic school. So this school, you know, makes more sense. It becomes more difficult, and it becomes more profound, and becomes more difficult to, you know, comprehend. So then the next, in the second one, it talks about the synonymous, you know, with the ultimate truth. There's the ultimate truth, truly existent thing, product, impermanent, compounded phenomena, substance, and specifically characterized phenomena are all synonymous. So these are all different names, but has the same meaning. So Bhavashka, you remember, right? The example of the conventional truth, you know, is the thread and base, right? The fabric or the thread and the base. So according to this school, the cloth and the base and the vase are accepted as ultimate truth. So in this, according to this school, the vase is the ultimate truth. Vase is truly, you know, is truly existent. It is a thing. It is product. It is impermanent. It is compounded phenomena. It is substance, and it is specifically characterized phenomena. So that is the difference, you know, of there are this kind of differences, you know, in South Antika and Bhavashka school. So when it says the definition of the ultimate truth, you know, it didn't mention about anything that is, you know, anything that is to be negated. So, but here when it says the definition of the conventional truth, you know, it says with some kind of negations. It says the phenomenon that is not, it says that not is negating, right? Not able to perform a function ultimately is the definition of conventional truth. And so in this school, there is no common locus of a conventional truth and impermanent, because these two are contradictory. So this is the definition, right? The phenomena that is not able to perform a function ultimately. It's the definition of the conventional truth.
Yeah.
So you see, there's the difference of the two definition, you know, of the ultimate truth and the conventional truth is only in having the negation or not having the negation, right?